Hi, this is Greg LeBoissonniere, Town Councilman, Coventry, Rhode Island. And today is Monday, April 21st, 2014. Welcome. I hope you all had a great Easter holiday weekend. The reason for my podcast tonight is that I want to let all the taxpayers and the people of Coventry know that we have a very, very important meeting on Thursday night at the Town Hall Annex across the street from Town Hall, and it's a public discussion on the budget. It was one of the public hearings, and I would really love to get as many people there as we could possibly get, because this budget is about the it's about the town as a whole. It's about everybody. What is it that we want? What is it that we need? Are we spending too much money? Are we not spending enough money? Do we have, interest? What are the priorities of the town? We need to know from the people themselves. Are you satisfied with the services that you're getting? Would you like to see some changes? Are there services that you don't think that we need? These are all bits of a puzzle that we've developed certain things over the years and certain ways of doing things, and now we have come of age, which it's we've been in the age, which is a term called the age of permanent fiscal crisis. It was a term coined by authors David Osborne and Peter Hutchinson, who authored a number of books regarding government, one called Reinventing Government and the other one called The Price of Government. But we are in this age of permanent fiscal crisis. We're not jumping from one crisis to another. It's just a never-ending cycle of financial crisis. If it wasn't for money problems, I guess we'd have no problems at all. But what I'm going to talk about tonight a little bit, and I'd like to get some input, and I will give you my phone number at the end of the podcast so that you can call me, or if you go to the town website, go to Google and hit Town of Coventry, Rhode Island, and you'll come up with a website. But the town manager, Tom Hoover, put out a press release earlier today, and I'm going to read what the press release is stating here, which is some of what I just mentioned. But a report has been developed by Town Manager Thomas Hoover and delivered to the Coventry Town Council, answering their question as to what a 0% tax increase in fiscal year 2015 would look like, as opposed to Hoover's recommended 1.96% increase. Fiscal year 2015 begins on July 1st, 2014. The reduction would produce a $1.2 million reduction to Hoover's proposed fiscal year 2015 budget. It would cause a reduction in many essential services that the citizens of the town of Coventry have come to expect. The reductions would impact solid waste collection, street repair, snow removal, police investigations, social and recreational programs, permit and licensing activities, development activities, and portions of many other town functions. Hoover has also asked the town council as an alternative to consider reducing the senior and disabled tax freeze by basing that program on the size of a recipient's income. The 1.96% tax increase proposed by Hoover is predominantly based on a state mandate, causing the town to increase contributions to its pension liability, which has been underfunded by past administrations. Hoover has already recommended to the town council that the school department's request for an extra $1.6 million not be granted in the fiscal year 2015 budget. A budget hearing on the fiscal year 2015 budget is scheduled for Thursday, April 24th, 2014 at 6 p.m. in the Town Hall Annex Auditorium at 1675 Flat River Road. Now, I'm going to reiterate that again. That's at 6 p.m. on Thursday, April 24th. Now, last year we had two public hearings, and believe it or not, not a single taxpaying soul showed up to either of those sessions. And let me just say that that was from the general public. There were department heads and people who work for the town who showed up at that meeting, but the general public, not a soul showed up. And I think if people can remember, people who went to the financial town meeting last year saw that there was just a lot of animosity and a lot of things that just went very badly at that meeting. The idea of these public hearings are maybe to try to head some of that off at the pass, to try to hammer out some of these issues before we get to the financial town meeting and, in essence, the 11th hour of the budget process. So I'm requesting that people will really come out, and I know 6 o'clock might be fairly difficult for a number of people to come out, but please come out to this budget hearing on Thursday night so you can kind of hear some discussion that's going on regarding the budget. Now, regarding the reduction that I myself requested, not that I requested a reduction, I requested a scenario that would have the town not increasing the municipal side of the budget, the town side of the budget, by 1.96%. It would be, in essence, a flat funding, which, in essence, is what Mr. Hoover is requesting that we do with the school department. Now, the school department has requested an increase of $1.6 million. Now, in each year, it seems that when the superintendent of schools puts together their budget, they kind of have an idea or an inkling that their increases or their requests of increases are generally not going to be anywhere near what they're requesting. And in many times, they're, this request, it's expected to all go by the wayside. So, but what the superintendent does is he prepares a list of budget items that he would expect that he has to cut from his budget to meet the lack of funding that they were requesting for their budget. Now, all I wanted to do was in my request that Council President Cody reiterated and joined me in my request was to see the effects that would have on the town side by not adding any just adding the $1.2 million to our pension fund, but not with a tax increase of 1.96%. So with that, I asked Mr. Hoover to prioritize the cuts that would need to be made, assuming a 0% tax increase. And that's, in essence, what he has done. Thursday night, we certainly will have questions for the administration as to what their, why their priorities are what they are. And it seems to me that Mr. Hoover has put together a list of cuts to the across all different departments. So it looks like to try to be fair with each department, but we can ask those questions on Thursday night, and I certainly hope that that you'll join us on Thursday night. Again, the time is 6 p.m. on Thursday at the Town Hall Annex Auditorium, 1675 Flat River Road. Thanks. I'll be right back. I wanted to say thanks again for joining me tonight and hearing a bit of what I've got to say. And again, hopefully you'll take heed and join us on Thursday night, April 24th, because we really do want to know whether you as the citizenry and the taxpayers are feel as though that you're getting the value for the tax dollars that you're spending. And if not, we have to try to change the way we're doing things, okay? Being that we're in an age of permanent fiscal crisis, this is going to go on year after year unless we can try to do things a little bit differently and come up with different solutions. And you, the people, can certainly give us some ideas as to how we can do things. But I'd just like to read a little excerpt from the book. It's called The Price of Government. And it says, Native Americans have many sayings, and one of the wisest is this: when you're riding a dead horse, the best strategy is to dismount. You don't change riders. You don't reorganize the herd. You don't put together a blue ribbon commission of veterinarians. And you don't spend more money on feed. You get off and you find yourself a new horse. That's what we've got to do. We've got to find new ways of trying to fund the services that we need. Or we need to determine that maybe some of the services that we're getting, we need to go in a different direction. So please join me and the rest of the council and the administration on Thursday night, April 24th, 6 p.m. at the Town Hall Annex, 1675 Flat River Road. If you'd like to contact me with any of your concerns, in case you can't make it, you can email me at greglab@aol.com, G-R-E-G-L-A-B @AOL.com, or you can call me and leave a message for me on my cell phone. It's 401-474-9954, 401-474-9954. Thanks for joining me, and I hope to see you on Thursday night.